the lack of knowledge that we have of our Father, of His kingdom, of us as a nation, as a people, that causes others to have power over us in all things, because then we're now living under the laws of man and what they want, instead of living under the laws of our Father. So right then and there, that automatically puts you far away from our God, right? Because these people, they will decide to take full advantage of you because of gluttony and greediness, So if you don't have the laws of your God within you, and you don't have the spirit of your God within you, then that automatically makes things more complicated, in your life than it should be, because your life wasn't meant to be, put in that way. So our life is not meant to be under the laws of man. Our life is meant to be under the laws of our God, our Father, our Lord, our King, and since we went into captivity because we have no knowledge, then guess what? We're cursed for the lack of knowledge, but it has to be the right knowledge, And once you step into the knowledge, you step into the kingdom, you step into the authority, you step into the inheritance, you step into all the things that was given unto us, that was spoken to be given unto us, And because we're doing the will of our Father, But when you allow someone else to be God over you, I play God over you, then you allow them to have that rulership, kingship over you, and you bowing down to them and their gods and anything that they put in front of you. You throw your kids into the fire of their gods because your kids don't know well and you don't know well. You send your kids to learn from them and pick up in their ways and their habits and celebrate their holidays and all type of things that's not even of our Father and all type of laws that's not even in the laws of the Bible, for our kingdom that our Father has for us. So we go way to left field. Instead of going straight down this narrow road, we go left or right. Some of us go left, some of us go right, and we stray away like a bunch of lost sheep. So from a shepherd. So with that being said, that automatically qualifies you as lost. And if someone in the nation doesn't have the knowledge, or if many people in the nation doesn't have the knowledge, that means many souls can be lost just off lack of knowledge, not off that, oh, God cursed us and He don't love us type of thing. Whereas God, whereas God, why wasn't He this? Why wasn't He that type of thing? No, it's because you lack knowledge. But we all have that willpower to receive and seek the knowledge, So we have to make up our minds. Because he said then that he would put it in our minds, he would put his knowledge in our minds, so we then would know, how to pursue, and then we ought to be held accountable, Because if he put the knowledge in our minds, that must mean that our minds that we have must need to be relearned in order to, set the standards for what God want for us. And not what we want for ourselves or what Satan has tried to give to us and, make us try to receive. Because all Satan doing is putting things out to distract you and to steal, kill, and destroy. So he can cause death. He can steal from you because you lack knowledge. He can cause death because you lack knowledge. He can destroy you because you lack knowledge. He can utilize all these tools, all these detestable devices he can use as a tool, as a pawn, to get you. to get your soul taken, to take all your wealth, take all your money, all your goods, everything, all your inheritance, all the things that our Father has given to us, all the land, everything. He could take those things from you, you know what I'm saying, and keep them for himself and his kids, you know what I'm saying, until we come back to the Father to receive and take back what's ours. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. When you don't know something yours, something has to be wrong, you know what I'm saying, in your mind. And when you don't know your Father, then you definitely got to be lost, because if someone telling you that your Father has all these things that he want to give to you and you don't even know them, then how can you receive them? You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem. The lack of knowledge. And our Father speaks about this time and time again, because he want to let us know that we're in our situation because we lack knowledge about the situation that we in. We lack knowledge about the things that cause us to get into captivity, that cause us to get into bondage, that cause us to get into these things. But that doesn't end there, and that's the problem. We're told about it, right? But it doesn't end there, because there's an answer, right? And we have to seek his truth, you know what I'm saying, to get the answer, to be free from the captivity of our enemies. Because this is more than a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a mental thing. You know what I'm saying? The mind has to be powerful. The mind has to know, you know what I'm saying, what it needs to do in order for, you know what I'm saying, the spiritual and the heart and the physical outcome could be right. Your mind has to be, you have to know something. You know what I'm saying? You could see somebody that look exactly like you, and you could be like, man, how did they get that house? How did they get that car? How did they get all that money? It's something within their mind that they know that you don't know, right? Because they got a physical body like you. They got a heart like you. They got flesh like you. They're the same color as you. You know what I'm saying? They grew up in the same situation you grew up in. But something within their mind, you know what I'm saying, that they done figured out got them where they wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? Or where they just at, you know what I'm saying, at that time. Might not be where they wanted to be, but they in a situation where it's they good. You know what I'm saying? So, because they was willing to sacrifice in a way of not a wickedness, but sacrifice in a way of learning. You know what I'm saying? Utilizing the mind that our Father gave us, you know what I'm saying, to its full extent, which is the divine intelligence, right? So we can create, you know what I'm saying, the things that we dream of, the things that we ponder on and think about that we want. We can create these things and not depend upon another man or another person to give it unto us, because we know that if we live righteous of our Father, it's already given. It's already ours. It's just the fact that you got to be lined up with God to receive it, so that then it could be a blessing and not a curse. Because if you're not of God and you're receiving these things, or you end up getting things, they're going to be taken from you. And it's not going to be a blessing. It's going to be a curse. Right? Because you have to be of the Father. So that's the difference. Because you may be like, oh, why the evil people got money, and why they got this and got that, or why wicked people, or why heathen, or people that not of God got things. They got things, but guess what? All those things must come to God's children, because that's what he wrote. That's what he spoke, right? So they come to us, right, the saints, and we receive them as a blessing and not a curse. They receive them, but it's a curse, not a blessing, right? Because it's all going to be taken away and given unto us at the end of the day. So with that being said, we got to make sure that our Father is in charge of what we do and what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So then that, you know what I'm saying, everything can be an inheritance for our children, and a blessing, you know what I'm saying? So we won't have to lose everything, you know what I'm saying, by the time our children get older, they'll still have something, you know? So that's what we gotta understand our Father is doing to us. That's what he's giving to us. He wants the best for us.